Charity is something I need to do. I want to impart the same love that God has shown me to take care of a patient.
Just take a deep breath.
It ennobles me and it ennobles the patient.
Dr. Alita Eck and her husband John spend 6 hours a week volunteering in a free healthcare clinic that they started together in Somerset, New Jersey.
That's good. It came down a little bit.
We'll see people come in with sore throats, earaches, typical upper respiratory infections. They'll have abdominal pain, urinary tract infections. We diagnose many new cases of diabetes.
Toma este una cada día.
People that just find themselves sick with no money and no insurance, and they're terrified.
A ver si tengo las gotas y le voy a dar, okay?
Ah, muy bien.
Okay, muy bien.
The moral issue is that person in need deserves care regardless of their ability to pay.
Some of the patients who show up here aren't technically uninsured. They're covered by Medicaid, which is the government's insurance program for the poor. So why come to a free clinic?
Okay.
Medicaid recipients often have a lot of trouble finding anyone who will treat them because the program pays doctors so little. In fact, Eck only sees Medicaid patients in her volunteer clinic because she can't afford to treat them in her private practice.
If you're getting reimbursed $17 for a visit, it won't be long before you have to close your doors because you can't pay your staff. I'm not sure who gets paid, but somebody is getting all that money. And it's not those who actually touch the patients.
A card that says you have health insurance is not health care.
Ovik Roy is a senior fellow at the New York City-based think tank, the Manhattan Institute, and he specializes in healthcare policy.
All too often, people who claim to care for the poor say, I'm going to give you this card that says you have health insurance. My work is done. You figure it out. But the hard work is actually making sure that person gets treated.
Thank you so much. And I'm done, right? I can go now.
For one thing, Medicaid recipients are more likely to die of cancer.
Because they can't see doctors, they get diagnosed later at a stage of the disease where it's too late and they can't be cured.
That's the implication of a study published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, which found that when compared to the privately insured, Medicaid recipients were more likely to have late-stage cancer when first diagnosed. It's also difficult for Medicaid patients to find qualified surgeons who will treat them. A University of Virginia study found that when Medicaid patients checked into the hospital for surgery, they were about twice as likely as the privately insured to die there. Even patients with no insurance were more likely to make it out of the hospital alive than Medicaid recipients. Because President Obama and much of Congress are concerned primarily with the symbolism of providing all Americans with health insurance, Medicaid is about to get a whole lot bigger, despite its failings.
Our children, they're going to grow up knowing that a man named Barack Obama put the final girder in the framework for a social network in this country to provide the single most important element of what people need, and that is access to good health.
Obamacare has made it so that millions of people will be eligible to enroll for Medicaid for the first time next year. But the Supreme Court ruled that states don't have to participate in Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. So far, the governors of 19 states have come out against expanding Medicaid, even though it means turning down federal money.
The alternative is not to abandon the poor. The alternative is to allow the poor to get the same high-quality health care that most Americans enjoy through the private insurance system.
So what's the best way to accomplish that without spending more money that we don't have? Roy says the federal government should take all the money it devotes to the program and simply give it to states so they can experiment with health care plans in which the patient's in control.
And let them spend it on the doctor of their choice. Or maybe, you know what, maybe they're healthy and they'd rather have a high deductible health insurance plan with a health savings account. Some people do want those things, right? You know, let people take the money and get the bureaucrats out of the way, and you'll find suddenly that there's a lot more efficiency in the way people actually get health care.
Eck, on the other hand, believes charity care could be a big part of the solution. If only the government helped incentivize more doctors to volunteer their time.
Our idea is to have the state cover us for medical malpractice for our private practices if we volunteer a certain amount of time, like 4 hours a week. Every doctor I talk to says, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Eck has worked with New Jersey Senator Robert Singer, who's co-sponsored a bill that would put this plan into effect in New Jersey, and it's currently waiting consideration by the Senate's Healthcare Committee. In the meantime, come next year, when Obamacare takes full effect, charitable clinics like hers will be more essential than ever to pick up the slack for a social safety net that's just not working.
I volunteer 6 hours a week. I've been doing it since 2003, so that's 9 years. And I honestly say I come away each time feeling good that I was able to make a difference.